from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the main points. Indonesian ministries design a scheme to empower Indonesian migrant workers after they return home. Government prepares task force to bolster forest supervision. Now the news in detail. Indonesian ministries of social affairs and migrant workers protection are designing a scheme to empower Indonesian migrant workers after they return to the country. According to Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf, on Friday, his ministry is seeking a common ground to tackle the existing problems and improve the welfare of migrant workers. He emphasized that the protection and welfare improvement of Indonesian migrant workers is one of the tasks assigned by President Prabowo Subianto to address the problems of human trafficking and illegal migration of workers. The Ministry of Social Affairs will cooperate with the Ministry of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection through offices spread across 31 regions of Indonesia, especially those located in border areas. Indonesian Forestry Minister Raja Juli Antoni has said that his ministry is currently in the process of forming the Palm Oil Task Force to strengthen the supervision and protection of forest areas. Speaking at the Office of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency on Friday, he said he will truly use the earth, water, and everything in it for the welfare and prosperity of the Indonesian people, as President Prabowo Subianto has always stated. He affirmed that he has communicated with the State Secretary Minister to propose the formation of the task force. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon will invite cultural figures in the country to discuss the distribution of the Dana Indonesiana Cultural Endowment Fund. He announced at the National Museum on Friday that on Monday he will invite cultural communities through an event called the Informal Breakfast Meeting at the Ministry of Culture. The minister will listen to the aspirations of cultural figures regarding the fund. He stressed the need for standardization for the distribution of the fund, which the government uses to support the development and advancement of professionals in the cultural sector. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian on Friday called attention to the significant role of the Human Resources Development Agency in supporting the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. He also instructed civil servants to build their understanding of the vision and actively participate in efforts to realize it by improving the quality of human resources and supporting innovations in various sectors. According to Minister Karnavian, Golden Indonesia is possible to achieve since the population will be dominated by the middle class. Based on the projection of several international institutions, such as the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, McKinsey and Global Insight, Indonesia will be the fourth or fifth largest economic power in the world by 2045. Saudi Minister of Transport and Logistics Services and Chairman of the Transport General Authority, Saleh Al-Jasser, received in Riyadh on Friday the Secretary General of the International Maritime Organization, Arsenio Dominguez, to discuss cooperation and strengthen joint work between the two sides in the areas of maritime security and sustainable development, in line with international efforts to protect the security of sea lanes and the safety of maritime navigation. Jobs growth in the U.S. slowed sharply in October as hurricanes and strikes disrupted the economy. Employers added 12,000 jobs last month, much lower than the 223,000 created in September, according to the Labor Department. But while hiring slowed, the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. As reported by BBC.com, the closely watched figures, which give an indication about the strength of the U.S. economy, are the last to be released before Americans head to the polls on Tuesday to elect the country's next president. Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and a high-ranking delegation of Vietnam returned to Hanoi on Friday evening, concluding their official visit to the United Arab Emirates to attend the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative Conference. They also made a working trip to Saudi Arabia and official visit to Qatar. As reported by vovworld.vn, during the 6-day tour, the Prime Minister had a various substantive and effective working program with nearly 60 activities, including talks and meetings with senior leaders of countries, working session with leaders of ministries, organizations, major groups, and others. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Surabaya City, East Java Province. Surabaya was the only city in Indonesia to participate in the ASEAN Plus 3 Regional Learning Cities Conference held on October the 29th and 30th, 2024 in Bangkok, Thailand. Head of the Regional Development Planning Research and Development Agency of Surabaya, Irfan Wahyu Derajat, said on Thursday that Surabaya was given the opportunity to provide an explanation of the Surabaya Inclusive Lifelong Education City Development Strategy. He explained that this conference also serves as a platform to strengthen collaboration between cities in order to achieve sustainable and inclusive development. Irfan hopes that Surabaya's presence in the ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Plus 3 Regional Learning Cities Conference will not only strengthen collaboration in learning between cities in the Asia-Pacific region, but also open up opportunities for Surabaya to continue to develop into a model learning city on the international stage. In addition, by joining the UNESCO Global Learning City Network, Surabaya is committed to not only advancing the quality of education at the local and national levels, but also contributing to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The next news comes from Depok, West Java. University of Indonesia, through the Faculty of Law, is holding the 6th International Conference on Law and Governance, or ICLEF, on November 4th and 5th at Depok Campus, West Java. Dean of the faculty, Dr. Parulian Paidi Aritonang, in Depok Thursday said ICLEF is an annual international conference held since 2017 and this year coincides with 100 years of higher legal education in Indonesia. According to him, this year's ICLEF is a theme reshaping the future of Indonesian higher legal education with the aim of providing a forum for academics and legal practitioners to contribute ideas not only to the direction of higher legal education, but also to improving Indonesian law in various fields. The chairperson of the 6th ICLEF 2024, Dr. Kurata Ayuni, said ICLEF is a forum for formulating a roadmap for Indonesia higher legal education. Furthermore, she said, in order to enliven the series of 100 years of higher legal education in Indonesia, the 6th ICLEF will make a declaration containing recommendations related to improving the development of law and higher legal education in Indonesia. The declaration will be read by the Faculty of Law Board of Professors as the closing of the series of events and will be presented to the government. The latest news comes from Jember East Java. University of Jember initiated the Japan Hub by offering itself to become an institution that connects and bridges the Japanese government with its partners in the Tapal Kuda region East Java. Japan Hub is an information center about Japan and will be connected with the university's partners in the region, which includes 2 regencies and 6 cities. University of Jember Chancellor Iwan Taruna Thursday said that the readiness to become a Japan hub is based on the potential of the campus, such as good cooperation that has been established for a long time, both with the government and universities in Japan. He hopes that the Japan hub will become a study center and information center about Japan in the Tapal Kuda region. Meanwhile, the Deputy Consul General of Japan, Nakagoma Kota, said there is no representative information center about Japan in the region. As a pilot project, the Japanese consulate promised to send books and information materials about Japan to University of Jember starting next year, including the possibility of sending Japanese language experts and teachers to the campus. Deputy Consul General Nakagomi Kota informed that every year the Japanese government opens a quota for 500 nurses from Indonesia to pursue a career there, but there were only around 200 applicants. That was news from across Indonesia.
Oh.
I begin today in history on November 2, 1949, about the signing of the Roundtable Conference. After Indonesia's independence, the Dutch still tried to control Indonesia. Various ways were taken to defend Indonesia's independence. The Roundtable Conference held in The Hague, Netherlands, was one of the efforts to free Indonesia from the Netherlands. The conference began on August 23, 1949. Finally, on November 2, 1949, the signing of the Roundtable Conference Agreement was reached. One of the contents of the Roundtable Conference Agreement was the recognition of sovereignty over Indonesia carried out by the Netherlands no later than 30 December 1949. Moving on to the event of 1964, when Saudi Arabia's King Saud bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was overthrown. On November 2, 1964, Saudi Arabia's King Saud bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was deposed as king. Earlier in 1963, King Saud had been forced to spend a lot of time abroad for medical treatment. As he wasn't in the country, opposition to King Saud grew. During his time in office, much discontent was voiced by his family members. Saud bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was succeeded by his half-brother, Faisal bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud. I end today in history on the occasion of Kupang earthquake in 2023. An earthquake occurred in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on November 2, 2023 at 4:04 a.m. West Indonesia time. Quoting from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's X account at info.bmkg, the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.6 and centered on land at a distance of 24 kilometers southeast of Kupang. The earthquake caused disaster in the form of building damage, namely the East Nusa Tenggara Governor's Office and Kupang Region's Office. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu
Kerjasamalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Bencana
listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on meeting labor-intensive industry entrepreneurs. Coordinating Minister Erlangga Hartarto explains government efforts to maintain domestic industrial sector. To encourage increasingly massive national economic growth, the Indonesian government continues to strive to create jobs to improve people's welfare. One of the sectors of concern is the labor-intensive industry, which is considered to have a major role in absorbing labor and efforts to reduce unemployment. Quoting the press release of the Ministry of Economic Affairs on Wednesday, October the 13th, when meeting with the Indonesian Employers Association, or APINDO, in Jakarta on Wednesday, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated the government's commitment to protecting workers' rights while creating a conducive investment climate. The government is also seeking input from industry players regarding wage issues, which are expected to be in line with current economic conditions. In addition to discussing wages, Erlangga Hartarto emphasized the protection of domestic industry through safeguard and anti-dumping policies to overcome the surge of unfair imports. This effort is expected to protect the upstream, midstream, and downstream industries from unfair competition. Coordinating Minister Erlangga Hartarto also conveyed President Prabowo's direction to accelerate international trade cooperation, such as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnerships, which are currently in the technical completion stage. For the matter, he had communicated with the Ministry of Trade to complete technical aspects that could be upgraded to the legal drafting stage. This will be discussed soon with partners from the European Union. That was my Indonesia today.
Rasa yang ada, ku berpura.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, Tulung Agung Regency is one of the regencies in the East Java province, and it is located in the southern coastal area of the island of Java. Its geographical location in the south of Java Island makes it have several tourism destinations in the form of beaches that are quite famous and have beautiful scenery, one of which is Kedung Tumpang Beach. Kedung Tumpang is a beach located in Pucang Laban Village, Pucang Laban Sub-District, Tulung Agung Regency, East Java, or about 34 kilometers from downtown Tulung Agung City. This beach is known as one of the beaches with rocks and steep cliff. That is one of the things to attract tourists. In addition, with a niche or indentation shaped like a pond in the middle of the reef, tourists can use it for swimming. Residents around the location call the pool a kedung or hole or a deep part of the river. Kedung Tumpang Beach has several attractions that distinguish it from other beaches. One of its uniqueness is the expanse of coral reef on the edge of the beach that form small pools. These pools, if seen from the upper side of the beach, produce a very beautiful color gradation and make tourists not forget to capture it. At low tide, the pool formed in the crevices of the rock are quite calm and can be used to play water or chasuk, but must remain careful because of the characteristic of the South Sea, which has lured waves that sometimes also endangers visitors. Another attraction of Kedung Tumpang Beach is the many photo spots with various backgrounds, starting from the background of the South Sea to the cliff that surround Kedung Tumpang Beach. Going on holiday to the beach during the holiday season is indeed one of the most enjoyable activities, because besides being able to play in the water, you can also play in the sand. Kedung Beach is a must-visit tourism destination for those of you who are looking for unique and exotic natural beauty in East Java. That's all for today, Indonesian Wonders. See you tomorrow in the same event and frequency. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 47.55 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Belum cintamu semakin dalam.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the weekend edition of Miscellany. Today, we'll share an inspiring story from Indonesian talented designer Ririn Rinura, who successfully stole attention at the Indonesia Culture event in Riyadh season, Saudi Arabia. In the event, which took place from October 26 to 29, 2024, Ririn presented a fashion collection that combined typical Indonesian fabrics such as batik, woven fabrics, and songket woven cloth with contemporary designs. Carrying the theme of cultural diversity, each of Ririn's works is not only visually captivating, but also conveying a story rich in culture. With a choice of natural colors typical of the archipelago, such as earth brown and leaf green, her designs reflect harmony between tradition and modernity. The positive response from the audience in Riyadh shows the world's appreciation, especially the Middle Eastern community, for Indonesian culture. Ririn hopes her work will not only be a fashion product, but also a means to preserve the nation's cultural heritage. She wants every collection she makes to be a proud face of Indonesian culture on the global stage. In this event, Ririn also hopes to pave the way for other designers to introduce the beauty of Indonesian culture even further. She believes that batik and woven cloth are unique symbols of national identity to be introduced to the international world. Listener, Indonesia Culture in Riyadh season is a stage for designers like Ririn, Indonesian art creators, and Nusantara culinary actors. This event is also a means of promoting local brands, especially Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises. By participating in this festival, Indonesia shows its commitment to contributing to the Global Harmony Program and improving the quality of life of the community, in line with Saudi Arabia's 2030 vision. Well, listener, that's today's Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Lebih dari yang pernah ku miliki, mencintaimu adalah segalanya. Karena diriku adalah milikmu, cintamu yang membuat aku hidup, cintamu meliputi segalanya. Aku tak berhak memiliki hidupku, bahkan nafasku bukanlah milikku. Mencintaimu adalah kebenaran, ku sebut namamu setiap waktu. Mencintaimu, kau adalah yang satu. Cinta menyatu dalam satu wujud yang kekal. Segala jiwa mencari cahaya, tak ada tempat untuk bersembunyi, karena wajahmu di segala wajah. Mencintaimu adalah kebenaran. Sebut namamu setiap waktu. Mencintaimu, kau adalah yang satu. Cinta menyatu dalam satu wujud. Mencintaimu adalah kebenaran. Sebut namamu setiap waktu. Mencintaimu, kau adalah yang satu. Cinta menyatu dalam satu wujud yang kekal.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sampai Menutup Mata or Till I Close My Eyes by Orkes Keroncong Symphony Entertainment, Surabaya. This song is an old work of Indonesian musician Melly Guslow. This song was first sung by Acha Septriasa in 2006. Then on September 6, 2024, Indonesian young talented singer Mahalini re-released and popularized this song with her signature style. The song tells the story of a person's deep and sincere feelings of love for someone she loves. In the lyrics, she speaks to God, pleading to be given the opportunity to live together with her loved ones. She asserts that her love is not something that is easily confessed or conveyed, but she is very serious in loving that person. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of the song Sampai Menutup Mata by Orkes Keroncong Symphony Entertainment, Surabaya. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. cinta sampai ku melutu mata. Cintaku sampai ku melutu mata.
Indonesia.
Aku mau
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.